there is in this world a well-attested account, it is that of the vampires. Nothing is lacking. Official reports, affidavits of well-known people, of surgeons, of priests, of magistrates. The judicial proof is most complete. And with all that, who is there who believes in vampires? Rousseau. The rest of the site was an alphabetized listing of all the different myths of vampires held throughout the world. The first I clicked on, the Dinag, was a Filipino vampire, supposedly responsible for planting taro on the islands long ago. The myth continued that the Dinag worked with humans for many years, but the partnership ended one day when a woman cut her finger and a Dinag sucked her wound, enjoying the taste so much that it drained her body completely of blood. I read carefully through the descriptions, looking for anything that sounded familiar, let alone plausible. It seemed that most vampire myths centered around beautiful women as demons and children as victims. They also seemed like constructs created to explain away the high mortality rates for young children and to give men an excuse for infidelity. Many of the stories involved bodiless spirits and warnings against improper burials. There wasn't much that sounded like the movies I'd seen, and only a very few, like the Hebrew Estri and the Polish Upir, who were even preoccupied with drinking blood.